Restoring My Soul. Tuesday, the 30th of May. The New Man. In his letter to the Ephesians, the Apostle Paul contrasted the old man with the new man, writing, "But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness." The beginning point for understanding the old man, so that we can put him off, and the new man, so that we can put him on, is to learn Christ. We learn Christ by hearing him as we receive the word of his messengers and by taking his yoke upon us to journey with him in the fellowship of his offering and sufferings. The reason why this is the beginning point for consideration of these two men is because through Christ's offering on the cross, the corporate old man of fallen humanity was destroyed. At the same time, he perfected forever those who would receive his salvation and become new creation sons of God in him. Through his offering journey, he established a pathway of sanctification through which sons of men could be born from above and brought to glory as sons of God according to their predestination in Yahweh before. They would be revealed as part of the corporate new man, Christ. The offering and creative work that Yahweh Elohim began before creation, both in heaven and then on earth, was finished on the cross. In other words, the cross was not simply manifesting in time the offering of Yahweh Elohim before. Rather, what began with the declaration, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness," was complete when Jesus declared from the cross, "It is finished." The references used in today's devotions are Ephesians chapter 4 verses 20 to 24, John chapter 13 verse 20, Matthew chapter 11 verse 29, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 17 and 21, Hebrews chapter 10 verse 14, Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, and John chapter 19 verse 30. For further study, Ephesians chapter 2.